Hot 104.7.
Sean Connery won't attend an event celebrating the 50th anniversary of MGM's James Bond movie franchise because he's still upset that he didn't get a bigger cut of the profits from his Bond movies.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Green Day has announced some tour dates, and there's talk that Blink 182 might co-headline the tour.
Ooh.
Yeah. In a radio interview, President Obama says he wasn't sure Nicki Minaj was sincere when she seemingly endorsed Mitt Romney in a recent rap lyric, and Nicki confirmed it on Twitter after hearing Obama's comment. Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion or whatever his name is thinks President Obama deserves another 4 years in office because President Bush left him with a messy house where, quote, the TV didn't work, the toilets were stuffed up, and everything was wrong. That's his quote. He says Obama has cleaned up half the mess and should get 4 more years to finish the job. That's what he says.
Okay.
And it's cool dog Randy Jackson is back as an American Idol judge. So there you go. Randy is said to be returning to season 12. He was expected earlier to take on the new mentoring role and exit the judge's table, but sources told The Hollywood Reporter that Jackson will stick with what he knows, being a relative moderate and judging Idol hopefuls. More story on hot1047.com. There's the dirt. You can check out more at hot1047.com.
You should have written that outro.
I know I should have.
Oreos, good or bad? Women, men, good or bad?
Oh, no.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 939 up to 93 today. Very, very nice, warm little day. So, 14% of college football fans said that they would move their wedding day if it conflicted with a huge game.
What?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
That is... epic fail.
51% would not change their plans, though.
Okay.
That is the vast, well, not a vast majority, but
well,
it is
half.
The majority. 25% would keep the date and broadcast the game during the reception.
What? Oh, no, 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 no. Uh-uh.
Why not? Why can't you have a TV in the corner?
Really?
Really? People just sitting around getting drunk and dancing? You can't have a TV on with the game?
So everybody's over there watching that and not, like, what the real reason for is to celebrate.
Is to celebrate me!
Celebrate the wedding of
me.
Two people.
It's me!
That's not what I said.
Maybe.
Mm-mm.
Maybe what you said.
That's not what I said at all.
Okay.
Putting words into my mouth. Don't be a jerk.
This one's
saying
fun.
That.
According to a survey by Homewood Suites, more people miss their kitchen than their bed when they travel for business.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Bed's a bed for the most part. I mean, yeah, your bed, and it's nice to have your bed.
Yeah.
But I like my stuff in my kitchen because I know what I have.
Right.
And I know what tools I need to do whatever I got to do.
Yeah, it never fails. You get there and go, I wish I had my corkscrew.
My can opener that takes the lid off perfectly around the top so I can put the lid back on the can and put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Those are great. Those are really great. That would suck. Only 15% of people miss their bed, 20% miss their living room, and 25% said they miss their kitchen the most. That's insane.
You know, I don't like, though, the beds in hotels most of the time. I wake up with a backache almost every single time.
Check in the two big questions we had today, the two polls. Can, or should you, or should you not, or do you like dunking Oreos in milk? The overwhelming majority, although it did come back to the middle a little bit, 67% said yes, they dunk them. 33% said no. I'm in the 33%. The other question, can men and women be just friends?
Yes.
66% said yes, 33% said no.
But like I said, it has to be very much not an attraction thing. There can't be
very much
between either of you.
Very much so. I believe we have an Oreo call here. Shanna's on the phone. How are you, Shanna?
I'm good. Are you still taking calls about the Oreos?
Yes.
The best way to eat an Oreo is in peanut butter.
What?
Yes, in peanut butter.
I can see the chocolate peanut butter people loving that.
Yeah, but... no, not for me.
I'm not.
And then drink milk afterwards. It's the best combination.
Here's why I have a problem with that. I don't like chunky peanut butter. Like, I like the cream.
You don't have to be chunky.
But, no, but if you're adding an Oreo to the peanut butter, then
but
it's
the peanut
be
butter is just a dip.
No.
Yeah, just take some peanut butter and put it in a bowl then.
So you mean to tell me, Mel, that Oreos have to be soft before you'll eat them?
I've ate them the other way. Like, I'll lick just the frosting out of it. But
you mean
you
don't like the cookie?
I do if it's moist.
Oh.
I don't like hard cookies. That's why I don't like them that way.
Well, that works then.
Okay.
So that's why I have to dunk them.
All right. Enjoy your rest of your life in Canada.
And what if that does not make me un-American?
Thank you for the call, Shanna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're so rude.
I'm not that rude.
That does not make me a Canadian just because I like to dunk my cookies.
Makes you North Dakotan.
No, it does not.
Heroes of the day are next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're a hero.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Having a horrible bacon addiction can land you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you also happen to be an ungrateful D-bag. Last December, 19-year-old Christopher Rogow of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, cooked up a big breakfast while his mom was out. When she got home, she freaked out for him eating too much bacon.
There is such a thing as too much bacon.
Yeah, they argued, it escalated, and Rogow ended up pushing his mother to the ground and grabbing her throat. He was arrested. Last Thursday, he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault and battery and felony witness intimidation and was sentenced to 4 months in jail. Four more months, because it turns out shoving his mother in the bacon incident was a violation of his probation from another fight with his mother. He's in the middle of a six-month sentence, so this new 4-1 or 4 will be tacked on.
While I am an advocate for law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights, this guy does not qualify and should never be allowed to own a firearm ever. That said, this incident should leave the gene pool stronger. On Thursday morning, 18-year-old Michael Smeriglio,
wow,
of Port St. Lucie, Florida, was cleaning a gun he'd bought illegally from a guy at a party in August. The gun was loaded, and while Michael was cleaning it, it went off. The bullet went through his penis and left testicle and finally lodged in his thigh. He went to the hospital where he was treated.
Okay.
And when now when someone comes into the hospital with a bullet wound,
that was early,
even if it was an embarrassing one, the policy is to call the cops. At first, Michael told them someone shot him, but eventually he told the truth. When he told them he bought the gun at his friend's party, cops went to that friend's house. They found marijuana.
Oh!
And so his friend was arrested. Not clear yet what charges Michael's going to be facing or if he'll ever have kids, but that's some good work. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. He's got the hot lunch coming up at noon. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.